Hi, world. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I'm Marquita here with the word of encouragement. The topic for today is pull. There are so many things that pull on us from day to day. We have the pull of our faith, the pull of our finances, our families, our careers. Sin pulls on us and all that's in this world around us. And although we may not want to admit, and maybe we don't realize, some of these things pull on us more than the other. But what I've learned and discovered, if God is not at the forefront of any of these things that is out of His will for our life, they will pull us down. Remember, in Christ, there's no sickness. There is no death. We are rich, we are wealthy, we are knowledgeable. We are children of God, so we inherit the abundance of God, our heavenly abundance. But if we don't pull back on what God has given us, our faith in Him, His Word, the Gospel, the Good News, the law that He's already set for our lives, we'll be pulled down by all these other things. Romans 7, 21 through 25 says this: I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there's another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. That's why it's so important. No matter how old we get, no matter how high God elevates us, may I pull. Be the pull of faith, a pull in Christ Jesus, the pull of following what thus says the Lord, so everything else will align and be obedient to what God called it to be. Sin can't live if we're pulling on our faith. Sickness can't dwell if we're pulling in our faith. We know if we are in Christ, we will never die. Yes, you will leave this earthly body. Yes. But we will live forever in Christ. We know that those who die in Christ, they are just sleeping. They are just resting until that great day that they are awakened. So as you go forth, remember, may your pull be a pull in your faith, and that you put God at the forefront of everything in your life so that it will align. And you can go forth and do what you have been called to do. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not the Last Time, please be sure to select the subscribe button. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, we just thank you for your will. We thank you for your way. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you for hope in the future. Lord God, we may not have realized it before, the impact of things that was pulling on us and trying to pull us down and pull us away from you, Lord God. But we thank you that the only pull, Lord God, that we pull on and that pulls on us, it's the pull in our faith, a pull in Christ Jesus, so we may go forth and do what you called us to do. Lord, we ask that you be at the forefront of all these things that we face, our finances, Lord, our faith, our family, our friends, our career, this world around us, Lord God. And we know where you are, sin will not dwell. And we thank you today, Lord, that we have an understanding on what we should pull on and what should have the authority to pull on us. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. May someone be helped today. May someone be saved. May someone accept you as their personal Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.